Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1762. Resolve digestive problems with 3 Ayurvedic keys by Laura Carter of lauracarter.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read an article to you every single day of the year. Hard to believe, but it just tells you how much I enjoy doing this. Oh, and today is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I'd like to share a little bit of inspiration with you, so here we go. Quote, "In the middle of difficulty lies opportunity." Albert Einstein. All right, now that we're in the right frame of mind, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Resolve Digestive Problems with 3 Ayurvedic Keys by Laura Carter of lauracarter.com. I thought I'd end up in the hospital. The searing, burning pain in my stomach woke me up from a tormented sleep. My sheets were soaked with sweat, yet I was shivering. I was so scared that I contemplated calling 911 to take me to the emergency room. An indignant voice in my head said, "You can't go to the hospital like this. Take at least a shower and get dressed." So, I crawled to my bathroom, got in the bathtub, and turned on the shower. First hot, then cool. Hot, cool, hot, cool. I alternated between hot and cool for another 20 minutes. I stopped shivering, and the pain started subsiding. So much so that I was able to go back to bed after changing my sheets and fall asleep. 62 million. This wasn't an isolated incident. I had been experiencing digestive distress for a while now. Every day I felt bloated, and my belly was so distended that it would hurt. I had horrible indigestion, accompanied by constant burping and acid reflux. But it was the first time I had woken up with that burning sensation, and it didn't stop until I took my first Ayurvedic cooking class. The cost of digestive problems. Each year, 62 million Americans are diagnosed with an acute or chronic digestive problem, according to GI Alliance. Are you one of them? Though unpleasant and sometimes even brutal, pain is not the only consequence of having a digestive disorder. Lack of energy is one consequence. Another is a cloudy mind. Yet another is anxiety or depression. It's stressful. We're always preoccupied with when the next bout is going to happen. How embarrassing and debilitating it's going to be. Treatment can be costly, especially if we let the issue go on for a long time, quick fixing the symptoms with Prilosec, Gas-X, Pepto-Bismol, Rolaid, and the like. Digestive problems rank third among illnesses in total economic cost in the United States. They range from the occasional upset stomach to the more life-threatening colon cancer and include disorders of the gastrointestinal tract, the liver, the gallbladder, and the pancreas. They represent one of the nation's most serious health problems in terms of discomfort and pain, personal expenditures for treatment, working hours lost, and mortality. How I resolved my digestive problems. I was one of the lucky ones. When I first experienced digestive problems back in 2015, I had been a holistic health counselor for 8 years, so I knew that quick fixes wouldn't work. I was already conditioned to look for a core solution. That's why when I found the online Ayurvedic cooking class, I didn't hesitate. But I didn't expect how this little class was going to change my whole life. I didn't only completely resolve the digestive problems that plagued me for the good part of a year. As a result of this class, I ended up going back to school to study Ayurvedic medicine for the next 5 years and make it my mission and passion to share what I learned with others. Digestive problems are clues into the state of our physical and mental health. Not everybody experiences digestive problems the same way. For some of us, feeling bloated is a non-issue, while for others, it feels dreadful. However, no matter our degree of discomfort, these symptoms give us insights into the impact of our choices and habits on our physical and mental health. According to Ayurveda, digestive symptoms are the result of inappropriate food choices, eating habits, and lifestyle habits. And if left unaddressed, will lead to serious physical and mental health issues. Food choices, eating habits, and lifestyle habits are the three keys to resolving your digestive problems. Number one, food choices. It's very simple. If you eat a certain type of food and experience digestive troubles after eating it, chances are this food is not right for you, no matter what the diet or food industry tells you. Broccoli used to be the number one healthy food for Americans until it lost its first place to kale, according to Google. However, many people will experience gas and bloating after eating broccoli or kale. Kombucha may be a superfood for some, but many more experience indigestion, excessive burping, and gas after consuming this food and other acidic foods like tomatoes. So, when you're looking to decrease your digestive symptoms, you need to look at how your food choices affect you, and either learn how to prepare these foods in a way that you can digest them easily, or choose different foods. Number two, eating habits. How and when you eat impacts your digestion. When I first came to the US to live with my dad and go to college, it was quite a cultural shock. One of the things that baffled me is being served a glass of iced water in restaurants. Interestingly, this is something you'll never see in France. For some, drinking a tall glass of ice water can really mess up your digestion. In order to address your digestive symptoms, you need to become aware of the eating habits that affect your digestion. Other examples of habits that may aggravate digestive problems in some folks are skipping meals, snacking between meals, overeating, eating before going to bed, and eating while working. And number three, lifestyle habits. Living a stressful lifestyle wreaks havoc on our digestion and triggers digestive reactions. During times of stress, cortisol, the stress hormone, floods our bloodstream and hampers digestion, even when we sleep. Cortisol can trigger abdominal pain in those with irritable bowel syndrome and a leaky gut. Stress can increase our sensitivity to certain foods, as well as influence our food choices. Under stress, we tend to choose foods that disturb digestion like fatty, sugary, and salty foods. Examples of stressful lifestyle habits are irregular sleeping habits, irregular exercise habits, excessive traveling, overworking, and consuming caffeine and other stimulants to the point where it negatively impacts our health and lifestyle habits. And a stressed digestion can affect our mental and emotional health. That's because of the gut-brain connection. The gut and brain are in constant communication. Quote, recent research has demonstrated that stimulation of the vagus nerve, which connects the gut and the brain, can effectively treat non-responsive chronic depression. This suggests that depression could be caused or exacerbated, at least in some cases, by a sluggish or dysfunctional gut-brain communication system. Dr. Kulreet Chaudhary, MD. Becoming an adult at 45. In the online Ayurvedic cooking class that changed my life back in 2015, I learned what foods were right for me, how to prepare them so I can digest them properly, and how to eat them so I can feel nourished, satisfied, and happy. Equipped with this knowledge, it took less than a month to completely and definitively resolve the digestive problems that have plagued me for a year. That's why today, cooking is a big part of my Ayurvedic programs, and I realized that prior to that, I never really learned how to take care of myself. other than learning how to get a job and earn money, we're never really taught how to do us, which is strange because we make sure we learn everything else, drive a car, make love, give birth, and so on. So I truly became a self-sufficient, self-reliant adult when I turned 45 and learned how to care for my digestive health and well-being. You just listened to the post titled, Resolve Digestive Problems with 3 Ayurvedic Keys by Laura Carter of lauracarter.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Today's author, Laura, said something that I want to talk about in a little more detail. Laura said that digestive issues can lead to mental health issues. At first, this doesn't seem possible. At the very least, it sounds like the opposite may be true, that our mental state might contribute to digestive problems. I'll give you an example. We've traditionally believed that if our brain is experiencing stress or anxiety, we will experience some digestive issues like bloating, constipation, and/or diarrhea. But this approach is a one-directional relationship, meaning the brain dictates how the gut is feeling. But researchers are now finding that problems with the gut may end up contributing to our mental health. Some believe that depression, for example, may begin in the gut, meaning if the gut isn't healthy, then it can contribute to mental conditions like depression. Now, this needs to be studied further, but it serves as a reminder that we're learning more and more about how important the gut can be when it comes to overall health, and how important it is to keep our digestive system in optimal health. All right, that's another episode of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for sharing this show with others. That's how we've been able to keep the show going for so long. It's you telling others about this podcast. All right, so I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.